Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, everyone. Welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. It's always a blessing to start our day together in God's presence. I pray that wherever you are listening from, the peace of God will fill your heart and your home today. Our topic for today is the secret place with God. And our Bible text is taken from Psalm 91, verse 1, which says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Let me share with you a story I came across recently about a young missionary couple in Southeast Asia. They were serving in a region where Christianity was not welcomed and hostility was high. Many nights they felt unsafe, not knowing what could happen. But they testified that during those anxious nights, whenever they retreated into their small prayer room and spent time in worship and intercession, they experienced a peace so overwhelming, it felt as though God Himself was sitting with them. In their words, "Our prayer room became our fortress, the secret place where God covered us with His presence." Isn't that true? Their safety wasn't just in walls or locks, it was in the secret place of God. Psalm 91 reminds us that there is a place of safety, strength, and intimacy with God. But here's the question for you and me today. Do you have a secret place with God? You see, the secret place isn't always a physical room, though it can be. It is first a spiritual posture, a life that prioritizes intimacy with the Father. It's where your soul says, "Lord, I need you more than anything else." Jesus Himself modeled this for us. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, Scripture says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, He went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." Even the Son of God needed a secret place. If Jesus did, how much more do we? Let me ask you again, where is your secret place? Is it in your room before the day starts, in your car on the way to work, or maybe in the quiet corner of your heart during a busy day? Wherever it is, that place becomes your altar of strength. Here's the encouragement. God is not waiting for perfect words. He's waiting for your surrendered heart. Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Isn't that comforting? God wants to be found by you. Think about it. What if your life had a consistent rhythm of retreating into God's presence? What battles would lose their grip? What anxieties would fade away? Take a moment right now to reflect. Are you giving God the secret place in your daily life? Or are distractions crowding Him out? Here's your action point for today. Set aside at least 10 intentional minutes today to be in your secret place with God. No phone, no noise, just you and Him. Pour out your heart, listen for His voice, and let His word renew your spirit. Brethren, the greatest victories are not first won on battlefields or boardrooms. They are won in the secret place. That's where strength is built, faith is fueled, and peace overflows. Now, I want us to make this declaration of faith together. Say this after me. Today, I choose to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I am covered by His presence, strengthened by His Spirit, and guided by His wisdom. No fear, no anxiety, no darkness can overcome me, because the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us of the power of the secret place. Today, I commit every listener into your hands. Lord, draw them closer into deeper intimacy with you. Cover their going out and their coming in. Give them peace, strength, and joy for the day ahead. Let your presence be their shield and their comfort. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Friends, thank you for joining me on today's Winning Every Day podcast. If this devotional blessed you, share it with someone you love. Together, let's keep winning every day with the Word of God. Stay blessed, and I'll see you next time.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us. Mm.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.